you a profiler?" she asked, though she already knew the answer.
"I do some profiling. I also teach classes and research various subjects for the Behavioral Science Unit."
"You study serial killers?"
"Serial killers, rapists, and child molesters," he said with a straight face, then added, "It makes for very pleasant dreams."
"What do you want with Danny?"
"He's a suspected mass murderer. That's different from a serial killer." "Very good, officer. Plus, he's a juvenile mass murderer, which is distinctly different as well. Unfortunately, we don't understand these distinctions. Hence, my new research assignment."
Rainey's brows shot up. "You're researching school shootings?"
"Correct."
"You're going from town to town, investigating kids murdering other kids?"
"Yes."
Rainey shook her head. She didn't know whether to be amazed or appalled. "Traffic accidents I can handle," she told him. "Drunken brawls, stabbings, even the occasional domestic incidents. But what went down in that school yesterday? How can you focus on something like that full time? How can you keep from waking up screaming every night?"
"With all due respect, officer, I have a bit more experience with violent crime than you."
Rainey grimaced. "Thank you. Words I haven't already heard 12 times this morning." She straightened up in the chair and let her feet hit the floor. "Well, sorry to break it to you, Agent, but I doubt you'll get to speak with Danny. His parents got him a crack defense attorney who's placed him off limits to all interviews, despite the fact that Danny has confessed twice and was found holding the murder weapons. He's pleading innocent."
"Do you think he's guilty?"
"I think I have a case to put together."
"That's a careful answer."
She smiled at him wolfishly. "I may be inexperienced, Soup Spag, but I learn quick."
"Soup Spag?"
"Supervisory Special Agent, in local law enforcement terms. We're not big on titles, you know."
"I see."
Quincy appeared a little dazed. Rainey had a feeling he wasn't sure what to make of her yet or how to handle her. The thought pleased her. She liked keeping the feds guessing. In the end, it might be the only thing she had to show for her day. So she supposed she should have known. She'd no sooner started feeling smug than the FBI hunter went on the attack.
He said calmly, "I don't think Daniel O'Grady shot up his school. And I don't think you're certain of it either, Officer Connor. I think we're both still wondering what really happened yesterday afternoon. And better yet, how we can prove it."